Everyone, welcome to GSC Late Night. This is going to be the best episode of GSC Late Night ever. This is Sorlak, GSC CEO, also known as S7. Joining me this evening is GSC's Director of Hype, Twitch's only standing streamer, the OG, KDog 3 and 4. KDog, please say a sentence, please.
Sentence.
Hello.
That's
Hello.
not,
How's
that
it
is
going?
not a sentence.
Also joining me is Tronic20, our game reviewer.
Howdy.
Please say a sentence.
What's up, everyone?
And then,
It's a legit sentence, but
we got Mailway in here now, typing kind of his mechanical keyboard. So if you hear typing, that's Mailway.
switching the push to talk.
That was Mailway. Tonight, very special guest, Sergeant Morph. He'll be joining
Very
us shortly
special.
once I get through this bureaucracy intro.
He's very special.
Yeah. Shout out to the front page streamers in the chat. If you're on the front page, feel free to link your stream in the chat. Put a couple games that you play. If you're not on the front page, I'll get salty. Shout out to the new people that we added to the front page last week. Shinji TV, he plays CSGO, does a lot of surfing. Big Kev 711 plays that Skylines game, plays Heroes of the Storm, Minecraft, that type. And then Pure Chaos, Pure underscore Chaos with a K and a Z, also plays Heroes of the Storm, H1Z1, that type of stuff. So welcome to those three, the front page. Welcome community and so on. Shout out to the people not on the front page. A lot of people in the chat, too many for me to read, so I'll skip that. And then also especially a shout out to Landjock, who probably isn't here.
No, he's just here, I think.
Is he here? Because he's been helping us out from pages with the code. Makes it load nice. I give him more work to do. Hopefully he does it. So we're taking questions for Sergeant Morph. Type your questions in the chat. You know, it doesn't have to be just questions for Sergeant Morph, but you can also ask, you know, the staff asks what's going on with GSC, what's coming up. Or you can ask about streaming in general. Your stream's stuck in the mud. You're looking for the pro tips. This is where you ask some experience here. Sergeant Morph in particular can answer a lot of questions with regards to what the heck to do if you're at zero viewers. So post your question in the chat. I'll field the questions. KDog will be the primary interviewer. And Tronic will be an asshole.
What I do.
And laugh in the background. Hopefully not yawn, though.
But I do bad. It's, now that you mentioned it, I know I'm gonna. If you hadn't said it, I would have been fine.
Hopefully you're a little more active tonight.
Don't tell me
Listen,
what to do.
We got some announcements to make.
Announcements.
First announcement
hold
is.
Hold on, I got a drum roll.
First announcement is about. First of all, Mailway has been a great front page streamer, featured streamer. Round of applause. But it's time to pass the torch. Someone new, and that someone new is Todd Awesome. Todd Awesome for running an awesome stream, being supportive of the other streamers. You're promoted to featured streamer until further notice. So, round of applause, Tronic.
Oh.
Thank you.
So get hype. I'll do that in a few minutes and push the button, and then it'll be official. Now listen.
Money.
We have another
Did
announcement.
Anybody just see that?
You what?
Go ahead. Nothing. Go ahead.
Next announcement is we got new. You know, we had a poll up on the front page, and a lot of people voted and said you want to see more streamers working on that. We got three more this week. The other thing was that you're looking for more articles, so we post another article this week. It's a long one. At least it felt long to me. It has to do with basically it's taken experience from all these late nights we're doing. All the Q&A and stuff like that, getting the pro tips, put them all in one place, and we put it on the website. It's under How to Grow on Twitch, under the drag down, so you can go check it out. It's a work in progress, so we'll add to it. We're accepting, you know, constructive criticism in the comments below, or you can send us some hate mail on Twitter, you know, the usual stuff. So without further ado, that was the bureaucracy for this week. So I'm going to drag down Sergeant Morph, and KDog can get us started. Sergeant Morph is in here now.
Excellent. Awesome. You cut out about twice there at the end, just so you know. Anyways, I'm trying to get that link for you under GameStreamCentral.com. I believe it's under How to Go. Anyways, Welcome to the stream, Sergeant Morph. Welcome to GSC Late Night, and well, welcome. Basically, is all I need to say. How you doing tonight?
It's about fucking time you guys pulled me in here. Jesus Christ!
Wound up.
I'm over here. I'm over here freaking drinking by myself.
Oh, you're not drinking by yourself. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I want everyone who can hear the sound of my voice in the world right now to go out and I'm not kidding. Raise a glass, put something in it that's preferably adult version, and let's get crunk.
Let's do it.
I'll drink to that.
Let's Cheers. Do it. Drink up right now. The first ever so GSC toast, and let's do it.
Toasting. Salud.
Mm-hmm. Clinky clinky. Mm-hmm.
Clink clink.
Yep.
Look in my eyes when I do it.
You have your webcam on, right?
I don't have my webcam on. I'm hosting you.
Oh, my bad. That's okay. It all works out. Like
no, that. I wanted to take my underwear off.
Wow.
You blame him for that.
Right? Who does it? I mean, first of all, I don't wear underwear. Second of all, I don't wear pants. But I understand.
That's an incorrect statement. You have told us you've worn tighty whities underneath your boxers. We've had this conversation.
That's the only way to go.
No, wait,
who did that?
A-Dog does that, not did it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly, right? Like, that was a question I asked
in GSC 3 weeks ago.
No,
like what is that shit?
Let's get this straight. First of all,
I'm fucking out of here, guys. Interview over. I can't fucking do this.
I said if I wear boxers, if I wear a pair of boxers, I wear underwear underneath.
All right.
Why?
That's what I said.
That's the naughty bed.
Not if I – like, I have underwear on now. I don't have boxers on. But if I have boxers, I have underwear on. Why? Because I can't let my balls hang like that. They can't hang. I gotta secure the ball. You gotta secure them. Holy crap.
I thought this was a serious company organization/interview process.
No.
We're talking about K-balls again.
No, you're obviously in the wrong stream.
We're talking about K-balls.
You want to go to the DQ show? That's DQ, DQshow.com.
DQ station, actually. Guys.
Oh, Paul, damn it!
Sorry. I did it. They were my first ever interview. Darnell and Jim Dandy, awesome fucking guys.
They are awesome.
DQstation.com. I did a 1-hour interview with them if you guys want to hear that.
And you could drop that link in the chat.
DQstation.com. Yeah, it was really awesome. Yeah, how good was it?
I thought it was really good. I knew of Darnell from Twitch, from your stream, and that's all I knew. And
he wanted to read me all the questions ahead of time to see if there was anything I objected to, and I was like, no, I don't read me anything. I want everything to be like free flowing and natural. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to pre-populate answers prior to doing an interview. But anyway, let's move on because this is your interview now. You
digress, but I'm going to continue on the Darnell on the DQ. We're going to continue with the Quigley questions here, and I think I have to thank you for this, and I apologize already for my throat, but they want to interview me as well, and we just haven't been able to coordinate times, but I've never heard them before, and it was really interesting. They had a great intro, and it was a great interview to listen to. And although I knew you and I knew Sergeant Morph and I thought I knew everything, that interview just enlightened me on Sergeant Morph. So it was a great job out of them and great job out of you. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. No. Thank you. No problem.
All right, let's kick this hog.
Since we've broken the ice here, Sergeant Morph, why don't you just tell us a tad about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your stream, please, and thank you.
Okay. Wow. So, my name is Sergeant Morph. First name Sergeant, last name Morph. Hi, guys. I live in New York somewhere. I was born in New York, and at the age of 19, I decided to enlist in the Marine Corps. So I have so many stories to tell, but oh my God, some of them I don't want to get into. Some of them I should not get into. some of them I may if I have enough vodka in me. I did a 4-year active tour and then a 4-year inactive tour. So I had an 8-year contract with the Marine Corps. So from 2001 to 2009, once that was over, I decided to finish my contract and go back to being a civilian, you know, try that out. And got honorably discharged. Then I started working for the telecommunications company that I work for now. I've been there for almost 5 years. So, and there's a lot more that I'm leaving out of it right now because we have a lot of time and we'll get to it. You know, I know a lot of people in my stream have questions for me, and 9 times out of 10, I don't answer them because I'm very vague in my answers. But I'm willing to ease up a little bit during this interview.
All right, excellent. That is a perfect response because my response to the first thing that you had to say is I may be stupid, but what does honorably discharged mean?
An honorable discharge means you did everything that you were supposed to do in a timely fashion, right. And you weren't a fuck up. You weren't like somebody who got into trouble. You didn't go out and commit crimes.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? You fulfilled
You're
your contract.
Honorable.
Yeah, you just fulfilled your contract and you served your country, and then now their way of thanking you is giving you your DD-214 and there's a couple different phases of honorable. There's honorable discharge, which is the highest you can get, and then under that right. is called a discharge under honorable conditions, where you might have gotten into some minor trouble, but they're still willing to give you a discharge under honorable conditions. It's kind of like junior varsity versus the varsity. You see what I'm saying? And then after that, you have a whole bunch of other bad type of discharges. So, or like they have dishonorable discharge. They have what's called a big chicken dinner. BCD is a bad conduct discharge. So
wait, don't just brush over that. A big chicken dinner?
It's just a nickname we use for it. They call it the big chicken dinner, the BCD. That's like the fucking worst shit you can get, dude. Bad conduct discharge means you fuck some shit up. And you're never going to get like a job for the rest of your life.
Oh, that can't be good.
That's some next level shit.
Have you heard of that, Tronic?
No.
Big chicken dinner?
No.
Wow.
You can just Google big. I guarantee if you Google big chicken dinner, a bad conduct discharge will come up in the results. It's something common for people who are in the military now. Ham time, thank you for supporting, my friend.
Big chicken dinner.
Look He's actually looking it up.
Oh,
you didn't get caught. P-Cat says, see, P-Cat knows the deal. P-Cat knows the real deal right now. P-Cat 101, he says you didn't get caught fucking up.
Bad conduct discharge, the second least desired status of a U.S. military serviceman. A serviceman usually leaves with honorable general under honorable conditions.
Yeah.
General under if he really fucked up, he'll get a dishonorable discharge. Big chicken dinner. Bad
that's
discharge.
That's the bad boy toys. You don't want to go near that route.
And
but
I
normally
would expect Sergeant Mark to do that.
See, P-Cat knows about the in the Marine Corps. You have what's called a good conduct medal. Every 3 years of service that you don't fuck anything up, you get a good conduct medal. Okay, first edition, second edition, third edition. Every 3 years, it renews. So you get to add a little star to your little medal there. Basically, it's just like he just said. It's because everyone in life makes mistakes and does some fucked up shit. But the difference is those who don't get caught. So getting a good conduct medal is not getting caught doing something wrong for 3 years. I thought it was funny.
it's not a problem unless you get busted.
Explaining military terms has been having to do that for a while, yeah. Sorry, I'm reading your chat. Like, I'm not even going to... If you guys want to moderate and ask me questions on their behalf, I know you did that last week, but I just have a natural tendency to always read chat.
It's fine with me. So
however you guys want to run it, if you guys want to ask the questions on my behalf, you can, or I can just read the chat and respond to them.
Usually, K-Dog has some some questions, and then after that, I'll relay the
questions.
Right,
yeah, do whatever you guys want to do. I'm down for whatever.
Right. So what? So you've been honorably discharged. What led you? And I got a couple other questions that actually Mrs. K Dog wrote down tonight personally for
really?
Sergeant Morph and So you're done with the military. What led you to Twitch? What led you into streaming, gaming, and all that jazz?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. So here's how it went down. Around the time that Twitch was announced that it was going to be released on Xbox, to where you can... I didn't know about Twitch until I got an Xbox One. I didn't. I'll be up front. I know Twitch has been around for...
I'm saying.
Like, exactly. It was like, okay, here's a new app. It's called Twitch. So I checked that out, and they're like, oh, you're going to be able to stream on it. I didn't think too much about it until, like, the June time frame. But then what really got me wanting to stream, this is the easy part. I don't know the exact date, but I do know it. I know exactly when it was, in that it was when the Destiny Alpha was first released for PlayStation. When the Destiny Alpha hit, I said to myself, I want to see what Destiny looks like out of curiosity. So what I did is I went to Twitch and I clicked on, I just typed in the word Destiny. So I went to the first few streamers that popped up, and obviously up top was Tim the Tap Man. That's how it all started. I thought he was fucking hilarious off the bat. I'm like, I gotta watch this, because not only is he playing a game that I want to check out, I think this fucking guy's funny, right? And so I started watching him at like 9 a.m. By 11 o'clock, he broke my sub virginity. You know what I'm saying? So within 2 hours, he had me sold, you know? And then it all started from there. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I might want to try this out now that Twitch is made available to next-gen consoles. So I gave it a try. I streamed on my console for about a month. And I realized that my internet connection would allow me to, because when you're streaming from console, for those of you who don't know, if you try to stream from console, it works for some people with really good connections, but when you have a lesser connection, what's going to happen is the Xbox, I don't know about PlayStation, but the Xbox is not capable of maintaining what's called a CBR, constant bit rate. So what happens is you'll lag a lot, you'll drop a lot of frames. You're not going to notice on your end that you're dropping frames, but the people who are watching you on Twitch are going to notice this thing, right? So to me, in my brain, I was already at the point where, like, I gotta figure something out. So I called my internet company, who's the company also that I work for 5 years, and I upgraded my internet package. Like, and it's not smart to do this. Don't do what I did, which is go out and just buy shit. Okay, I've been blessed to have a pretty good job that pays kind of well. And so I went out and I just bought shit. I bought the fucking webcam. I bought the headsets. I bought the mics. And I started streaming from the laptop, but I didn't have, that's what I was doing. I was streaming from a laptop with an i3 on it. Adjusted the settings to allow things to kind of work for me. I went and I got the Elgato capture card, which is a big mistake, folks. Buy AVerMedia, just saying. But yeah, don't go do that off the bat. I did stream on my console for the first month to see. I'm going to be honest. The first couple nights I was streaming, I did it for like one or two people. I was literally, not to say that I was a nervous wreck, but I was nervous in the sense that I don't know what to expect, what's going to happen here. And then one or two people started coming in. I actually remember the first ever person that started talking to me. I remember him to this day, because after 9 months, he actually still comes in to... he still comes in to say what's up every once in a while. His name is Raw Zodiac. It was funny because this is for those of you, some people in the chat can tell you, anyone who knows me, who can say and tell me in the chat right now, what was the first ever game that I streamed 9 months ago when I started on June 5th? I started streaming July full-time. When I say full-time, I mean every day.
Right.
I started streaming in June, but who here can tell me what was the first ever game that anyone see me stream? That's the question I have. Yep, Drew, you got it. Trials Evolution.
I was going to say, because this is the giveaway. Somebody should know this.
But when I first started that, I had this one dude come in, Raw Zodiac, and he was the only dude in there at first. And he was making fun of me a lot, and I didn't know how to take that, because I didn't understand. I understand that there's trolls on the internet. I get that, okay? I'm not new to the fucking internet, but I'm new to Twitch. So I didn't know, right? So he was like kind of trolling me, like, oh, dude, you suck. And he kept laughing, but he was LOLing a lot. So I'm like, all right, this dude's at least being cool about it, right? And instead of just going full on make fun of Sergeant Morph, right? But he ended up being really cool about it. He turned out he would help me with things. And then a few more people came in, and then a few days later, at that point I'd already been subbed to Tim for a little over a month, and I would support Tim a lot. I would send Tim a lot of messages. I talked to Tim, and Tim really connected with me early on. He had nothing to do with Twitch, really. A lot of what I spoke, even to this day, I DM on Twitter with him about random things that have nothing to do with streaming or Twitch, you know, with just personal stuff in my life and things like that. He's really, even though I'm 8 years older than the guy, but he's a very knowledgeable person and some of his life experiences. So we have a lot of good conversations and things like that, but I really connected with him early on, you know. So then it was my first ever Tim the Tatman raid. Was 3 days after I started, quote unquote, full-time streaming. And when I say that, I mean just going every day, you know. So on July 17th was the first ever Tim the Tatman raid. And it was crazy because I went from having 12 followers to like 500 in a matter of 10 minutes. And that's something that it's very unorthodox. Okay, a lot of people, like if you look at Ogrepor, for example, he started out streaming for months with a couple people. You know he didn't have some of the, like, I'll be the first to admit, I definitely was very fortunate and very lucky that Tim connected with me very early on. Okay. So I was lucky in that he was willing to raid me and send people to me when he was done. And this way, right off the bat, I'm starting off with 10 to 15 people, whereas there's a lot of streamers out there who didn't have, who weren't as fortunate. They had to grind a little bit harder, you know what I'm saying? So, Justin, that's why I started streaming. Basically, the answer is Tim the Tatman.
Unbelievable. And I think I'm that prepared. I believe on your YouTube, you have a highlight of being raided from the Tatman on me.
I think that was the third one. I remember I was playing Call of Duty. It might have been the second or the third one, but nonetheless, even to this day, you know, I've literally been raided by Tim and various other streamers 20 times. You don't get used to it. Anyone who's been raided by Tim the Tatman, you don't get used to that shit. It doesn't become commonplace to go from 20 to 30 people to instantly over 1,000, and then everyone's just going ham in your chat. It's just you your heart fucking just speeds up a lot, okay? And you're just like, oh shit, what's gonna happen now, you know? Because you go from hey guys, what's up, you're talking to your chat, answering questions, making comments, and everybody's having a good time, just bullshitting, then, whatever, and then instantly it's just a wall of death that just flies up at a million miles an hour, and you don't know what to do, and so you never get used to getting a Tim the Tatman raid.
Yeah, and I've been raided by Tim several times. I had no idea about Twitch either before Xbox, and then before Tronic. Basically, I think it was Tronic that introduced me to Twitch.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until the Xbox One myself.
Right. But, like, you knew about the watching it, I believe.
Yeah, and it's funny. Yeah. My story kind of mirrors him. The first person I was introduced to on Twitch was Tim the Tatman as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And just like you, I was instantly hooked. I'm like, this kid's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and he creates such a... I don't mean to sound fucking corny or whatever, but he definitely has, like, this aura around him. Where not to say that he's better than anyone, but like it just drags you in, and you want to be a part of his community because, I mean, it's so vast, and everyone is just like, obviously every stream has their trolls, but overall everyone in the Tatman army per se is good intentioned, you know, and everybody's really helpful to each other. Like 9 out of 10 people in your chat. 9 out of every 10 people know who Tim is, and 7 out of every 10 of them fucking probably subscribe to him.
Right.
You know, and we've all branched out amongst each other. You know, I feel like I'm not saying like he's where the roots are, but for me, everything that I have, I owe to him on a beginning. I mean, I've earned a lot on my own, but I definitely got my start, like my first couple thousand. He got me to 2,000, and I threw a big party, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Tatman Army is just so friggin' huge and vast that everyone is so cool, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a little family.
I agree.
And I agree with that as well, because as I said, I've been rated 1,000 times, not only from Tim, but from you, but from Ogre, Drew, everyone else, especially early on. But getting a raid, especially for a smaller streamer, is overwhelming, especially from Tim, because it comes in, it hits you hard, and you're like, if you happen to look up at your chat, your viewer list is like, boom, and you see a bunch of friggin' Molly commands and all this, boom.
My God, I remember the first time you got raided, K-Dog. You were completely overwhelmed. You didn't know what to do.
Remember, I was on the Xbox.
I do fucking remember. You're like, oh, and my God.
I had absolutely no idea what to do. And, you know, that could have been the reason I said to myself, I cannot do this on the Xbox. I need to move to something more.
Is he talking? Because I can't hear.
I lost him. Yeah, I don't know where the hell he is.
All right, well, then, I don't know. I guess,
We got a question from the chat. Sure, go ahead. From not...
You get that love.
No rewords.
No more words. It's no more words.
No more words, and his question has to do with beard hygiene. And his question is, Morph, do you use beard oil? If so, what kind?
The answer to that is yes, and I have two different products here. Well, they're the same. Different.
Are you serious?
Can you let me answer, K-Dog?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Because I've seen your beard on stream, and there's no way you use products on that bird's nest. I'll tell you that right now.
On occasion, when necessary. Okay. 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 Go ahead. When the need arises. Okay. I actually have two different things. One called beard oil, which is actual like oil, and one is called beard tamer and conditioner. It actually, you put in the conditioner and then you put the oil. Like the conditioner and tamer is more like a wax, but it's by Mountaineer brand. You can go to mountaineerbrand.com for all your beard taming needs.
Awesome.
I actually do use it though from time to time, not very often.
Oh my goodness gracious. So you get a raid, you get a lots of phenomenal viewership from an amazing streamer and Tim the Tatman. What things have you done, Sergeant Morph, in your personal stream from the beginning till now that allows you to engage that viewer, bring that viewer, get the follow, first of all, but more importantly, bring that viewer back, because it's not about followers. It's about viewers. It's about recurring viewers. So what type of things do you do yours to bring them back?
For me, it's easy. A lot of people will give you a lot of different answers on that. For me, it is very, very easy. And it's very similar to your answer, K-Dog, but on a different level, because you're on a whole nother level, let's admit. Okay. But my thing is this. I would say that this might sound weird, okay? But or maybe a little offensive, but I'm not thirsty, okay? When it comes to, like, here's the thing. My answer to that is and it's because of the military that I can say this. I'm sometimes too open and real to a fault. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was telling my stream this the other day, actually. The best way I can describe it is that I was telling the people who were in there, 30-something, 40-something people, it was towards the end of my stream, I was explaining to them that they all are very fortunate, and I'm not saying this to be conceited, but they're very fortunate when, I know it sounds weird and conceited, but they're fortunate in the fact that, at least with me, they're never going to get bullshit. They're never going to get dishonesty. They're very fortunate in the fact that, like it or not, or dislike it, you're always going to get the fact that I'm real. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've told motherfuckers, that I don't care, get the fuck out. K-Dog does it on a whole nother level, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I've never been placed in a situation, because I won't allow it, to where I have to be fake or sometimes I will take the stream and what the stream wants to watch into consideration. You know, I try to find a balance in what I want to play and have fun and enjoy playing, also what they want to watch. You know what I'm saying? If there's 23 people in my channel and 22 of them want to watch this certain game that I'm playing and the other one doesn't want to watch it, unfortunately, that one person is kind of going to have to, you know, bite the bit a little bit on that one, because as a streamer, not only do you want to obviously have fun in what you're doing, that's the right. biggest thing, but you also, you do want to entertain the people who are watching you and coming to see you every day. You know, you want to play what they want to watch as well. You got to find that balance. So to answer your question with me, there's always going to be realism. You know, everyone is different in their personal lives. Okay. Everybody does things differently when the camera's off. Obviously, everyone has their skeletons, but on stream, okay, I've always told my stream, I'm not putting on a show, okay? I'm coming on, I'm playing video games. In the event, let's say Twitch doesn't exist, I'm just going to sit there and play video games. The fact that there are people in my channel watching is just like the fact, let's say I have 10 people sitting in my living room watching me play Call of Duty. It's the exact same thing. It's like people are in my house. That's why I don't use a green screen anymore. Okay? Because a great streamer, Sam's, when I was watching it, he explained to them, he said he doesn't use a green screen anymore, and he brought up a good point. He's like, because it takes away, if it works for some people, great. If you use a green screen, fine, do you. But for some people, it takes away from the realism and the personalness. Like, if you look behind me, you'll see all my freaking laundry hanging up on the fucking, on the back behind me. You'll see my Tatman Army shirt, you see my Sergeant Morph shirt, you see my Grind Up Gaming shirt, you'll see my Bane poster, you see my fish in the background. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just don't feel like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Ogrepod just said in the chat, he goes, I disagree. I find it is putting on a show and entertaining people. That's his own opinion. And I think what Sergeant Morph is trying to say is Sergeant Morph is putting on a show. Sergeant Morph is trying to entertain you. But Sergeant Morph is not, he's not going outside of who Sergeant Morph is. He's not going to, gosh, damn it.
I understand what Ogrepaw is saying. I can read the chat. I understand what he's saying. Yeah. It's just, when I say I'm not putting on a show, that's not what I mean. Like, I mean, I'm obviously putting on a stream for people to watch in that sense. But what I'm saying is when I say I'm not quote unquote putting on a show, I mean, I'm not being something that I'm not. Everybody's different. Like, guys like Ogrepaw, guys like Tim, they're very energetic and hype. People know when they come to my channel, they know that sometimes I can get a little out of pocket, but people know that I'm not as hype as other streamers. I'm not a super hype streamer. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that because that's not me. I feel like that would be being dishonest.
It would be unreal. And it would, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not me. So when I say I'm quote unquote not putting on a show, I mean, I'm not being something that I'm not. You know, if it works for someone else, absolutely do you. And ride with it until the fucking wheels fall off. You know, I'm, like Ogrepaw just said, I'm more of a chill streamer. You know, I like to sit back, have a good time. I will engage everybody, you know. But, I mean, I can't. There's been times where I've got up and I've done air humping and shit like that and danced around. But it's not something that I do every time. It's just I'm different.
You got to go to YouTube and go to his YouTube and watch his 20,000 views.
Yeah, I was air humping. Yes,
because he's like doing this. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was a tribute. Well, let me just say it was a tribute to Action Jackson. Okay, because that was his song and that was his air humping moves. Yes, Blackpool, Action Jackson. It was a tribute to him. Another awesome streamer. Very, very good personal friend of Tim the Tat Man.
Mm.
Oh, this vodka is so good.
I agree with Sergeant Marvin. He's right. We come from the same cloth or whatever that phrase is. We're a little different though. Shut up, both of you.
Real.
If you're not real, look. If you're a new streamer and you're not real and you're fake and you're trying to hide anything, your viewers are going to find that out. They're going to recognize it. That's just the fact of it. It's just the way the world works. So
yeah, I don't want his questions to get skipped over, but I noticed that Mind Man Joker asked two different questions.
Shoot, let's go. Just do it now. Just, what are they?
All right, let me just address them real quick, guys. I'm sorry. I don't want anyone to feel like their questions are getting skipped over. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to blab on about my bullshit.
Go ahead.
Listen,
buddy.
Listen. We got all these people in the chat. We need more questions. Put your questions in the chat.
We got Joker.
Questions.
Shut the fuck up, K-Dog.
For GSC. Questions about streaming your stream Stuck in the Mud, ask them in the chat. First question is from, next question is from Mind Man Joker. And the first one he asked was, where were you stationed? But a related question was, how would you compare the camaraderie of being in the military versus being on Twitch?
Okay, I was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Well, it was on multiple different duty stations, but my duty station... for the greater majority of my time was Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. It's in Jacksonville. It's over by the Atlantic Ocean. At sometimes during different parts of training, I've lived in Missouri. I've lived in South Carolina, North Carolina. I lived in Iraq for a little while, but we'll get to that later. But mainly, most of the time, I spent in North Carolina. And how do I compare the camaraderie on Twitch to being in the military? It's completely different. Completely different because... The thing with the military is the similarity between Twitch and the military is that everyone is from different walks of life. Everyone is from different countries, different towns, different neighborhoods, different states, different countries, all of it, right? So everybody's different. Everyone has their own opinions. Okay, and it's the same thing in the military. However, in the military, balls to bones, okay, when it comes time to get work done. I can't speak for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard. I can't speak for them. What I can speak for is in the Marine Corps. We have something called Esprit de Corps. It's all about camaraderie. So balls to bones when the feet hit the ground, it is very, let's put all our personal shit aside. Let's put our nationalities aside, our religions aside. Let's put our political views aside. And everybody just goes and fucking blows some shit up and then goes back and kicks back and drinks a fucking beer when it's done. And then we'll worry about all the other personal bullshit later. That's what the military is like. The thing with Twitch, Twitch is a lot more internalized, where Twitch is like, we all have our little communities that we travel in. Okay. We have Grind Up Gaming. We have the Hero Network. That's my stream team. K-Dog has Coltrane TV. That's his team. Ogopo has his team over at Grinders, which is a team I used to be on. So everybody's got their own teams and their circles that they travel in. And then we're all a part of the Tamman Army at one venture or another. So everything is more about community for the cool people. When I say cool people, I don't mean cool as in better than others. The people who are willing to be cool and not be dickheads. You know, the internet is not like the military. The internet is very trolly, and we all know that. So for people who are just viewers and don't stream, there's a side of Twitch you don't get to see, okay? Twitch is an amazing place, and we all have a great time in what we do. And if you don't, you need to question why you're on Twitch if you're not having a great time. However, there is a side of Twitch that a lot of people don't see. There's a lot of drama behind the scenes. There's a lot of fucking trolling going on. A lot of fucking feelings get hurt sometimes.
A ton of DMs on my Twitter that I can show you right now.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So the camaraderie on Twitch is going to be more internalized to the communities that you're a part of. It's not like everyone on Twitch is going to be willing to help everyone out. It's going to be you're going to get help and give help to the communities on a smaller level that you're a part of is always the only thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can see how it's a microcosm of just the way that –
I know what he's saying, okay? Don't laugh at him.
Shit.
He does have a master's degree. Yeah, he does have a master's degree.
Let's let Tronic chime in here.
That's it, man. You just said microcosm. I'm blown away right now.
I can't even spell that motherfucker, but let's go.
It's M-I-C-R-O. Anyways.
Perfect.
I understood what he was saying, that there may be I related to it in a military aspect as opposed to like Saving Private Ryan. There's one military group, there's GOG in one area of the world, there's the Grinders in the other, there's Tim the Tapman Army in the other, but in the grand scheme of things, they're all under one umbrella, which is Twitch, is entertainment. That's what I was trying to say, but thanks for screwing that up, Tronic.
Anytime, man. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm employed.
But I would like to say this. One thing I do disagree, and not so much with Morph, when he said the cool people and the people on Twitch that don't stream, those people on Twitch that don't stream are the people you need to get. You need to connect with those people. You need to grab them in.
I think you misunderstood what I said. When I said cool people, I mean people who are willing to be cool and not be trolls is what I mean. The people who are acting cool, acting nice, acting normal, not acting cool. You know what I'm saying? Not acting like an ass is what was the only thing I was saying.
Right. I agree with that in some sense. Everybody, especially the trolls, where I come from, anybody that wants to be a troll basically is just looking for acceptance. It may be in the wrong way. So I embrace that. I do have my trolls that I can't turn, I guess is the word.
Fuck that. I'll call him out. Kreiners, yeah. He's a fucking troll to you.
Well, yeah,
Woomp trolls you a little bit.
Yeah.
Woomp doesn't troll me, but Woomp trolls you.
Yeah, and Woomp is here.
Yeah, I know. Woomp knows that.
Yeah.
You'll let Woomp ride. I won't.
Yeah. Well, that's how. I mean, that's just how different things work. So.
Right.
Oh, good grief. Oh, let me change topics very quickly, and jump in. Just a quick. I'm gonna literally switch everything that we've been talking about. Because I don't really know where to go. And I'm just going to ask a question that Mrs. K-Dog asked tonight at dinner. Mrs. K-Dog wants to know that what do you and Mrs. Morph do for fun when you are not twitching, as she says it? Because there's times when you're not twitching. And how do you guys balance that?
Okay, well, how do we have fun? We do normal couple things. Like we go out and we hang out and we watch TV sex. and sex and I mean like, but I mean we are both very, very busy in the sense that I go to work 8 to 4:30.
Right.
I come home. Sometimes I go to the gym. Sometimes I run errands and then I'll come home and I'll stream and right. That's basically almost every night. So in that sense, we haven't been spending as much time as a normal couple should because I've been very, very, very ongoing. Like I hate taking time off from streaming, you know, and she's very understanding of that. She's been very, right. very good about it. But it's also not as bad because she's a teacher by day. She teaches in a junior high school, and then at night she's a personal trainer at like three different gyms.
Wow.
So she has a day job and a night job. I have my day job, and then I stream at night. So she's very understanding, and we're both very understanding of each other's situations. So you know what I'm saying. So, but we do try and make as much time as we can for each other. You know.
Right. And that was the thing. That was one of the things I learned about in your Darnell Quigley interview. Was that Mrs. Sergeant Morph actually has a night type of job, which definitely benefits you on a stream side of things. It might not benefit you so much in the relationship side of things, but the stream side, it does work out in your favor. What's up, Zest? How's it going? What's going on? Since Mailway brought up sex and he's so concerned with sex, here's a quick question I have to have. My wife turned me down when I wanted to have sex and I was wearing a Sergeant Morph shirt. So I'm curious, does Mrs. Morph, does she have any qualms if you're wearing your Sergeant Morph t-shirt while you want relations?
Well, I've already told you this. I only wear the K-Dog shirt when that time comes.
All right, giggity.
Well played, well played. So as we know, K-Dog 3-4 t-shirts will get you laid, and Sergeant Morph shirts will not. So we have learned that. I saw before I turn a Sorlacc.
You motherfucker.
I know a Sorlacc has a bunch of questions all lined up. Before I turn a Sorlacc, I noticed Ogre Paw's question. Do you plan to keep streaming GTA 5, or what do you plan to do? And I mean, I think I know the answer to this. But I'm gonna let you.
Yeah, I saw the question. Well, here is the thing. GTA has been very, very good to me in that I really enjoy fucking playing it a lot still to this day. GTA has been very hype since, well, first of all, there was a huge hype around the fact that it came out on next gen. Then there's a huge hype around the fucking heist that were just released. You know, now there's a huge hype around the fact that they keep pushing it back on PC. So what's happening as a result of that?
Well played by them.
Yeah, consequently, what's happening now is everyone who's like, fuck, I can't play it on PC, they keep pushing it back, and they still want to watch it. So they're still going back and still supporting everyone who is playing GTA. Now, lately, as of lately, things have started to taper off a little bit because more and more games are coming out because it's going to be spring, it's going to be summer, more games are going to come out. So things have started to taper off of that. So you have to manage yourself. You have to adjust. So I have added other games into my streaming. Like, I played a round of CS:GO. Well, for the last 5 days, I play one or two rounds of CS:GO at the beginning of my stream. Then I'll play GTA, or I'll play Destiny, or there's just so many different things that I'm willing to do now. Like, so to answer the question is like, no, GTA is not going to be the only thing I do. As time goes on, we adapt. You know, you have to not only, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to stream a game that I'm not interested in, plus a game that's not popular. It wouldn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So what do you mean? Oh, what are you all fucking about? I'm in the middle of saying something here.
Nothing. Go ahead. Keep
going. Okay, are you good? Are you fucking good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, because I'm starting to get a little tipsy here, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm fine.
But to the answer to the question, no. I mean, I love playing GTA, and I'm still going to continue to do it, but I'm going to be, yes, incorporating other things into my stream, like I have been the last couple weeks.
Right, and that's what I've noticed. You've been starting off with CS:GO. You've been moving into either GTA or Destiny. Was there a surprise? You pulled off a Destiny stream in the middle of the day, I believe, on a Saturday, which was very surprising to me. I think it was a Saturday. It was very early, but and that goes back to the age old question: what's better for a streamer, a variety streamer, or one that focuses on one game? And I think it's a balance. I think it's very difficult.
I think there is no answer. It is very dependent on your community and how supportive they are of the decisions you choose to make. Because now I can segue what we're talking about right now into one of the questions I see. Have I ever streamed a game that I didn't want to, but I did because of the viewers? Honestly, no. Like I said, it goes back to the realism thing. I've never streamed a game that I absolutely hate. That wouldn't make sense because that totally defeats the purpose of why we're here. Why are we here? We're here to play video games and communicate with the community. That was I just totally surprised I got those two words correctly in that one sentence. But I mean, you have to, in order to evolve, you must find balance. That is what you have to do. If something's working for you, if you enjoy playing a game and people are responding positively to it, you're going to enjoy it that much more. So you're going to keep going, and it's going to bring more people, and then you're going to enjoy it more. It's going to bring more people. It's a balance. It just, it's kind of like a snowball effect.
I'm the frame.
And Ham Time, thank you for the support, man. Thank you.
Yeah, Ham Time is awesome. Ham Time is OP, and I struggle with this all the time. And just like Sergeant Marv, this is my only time to play video games, so I can't focus on one game. First of all, because it's my only time. And second of all, it will not let me do that. It just won't. My mind won't let me do that. So for me personally, I do have to find that balance between what game to play, what people like, what I want to play. And I bounce back and forth a lot. Does it hurt my stream? Yeah. Does it make me grow slower? Yeah. But I have confidence in myself. I have confidence in my community that I'm going to bring people in. I'm going to bring people back. And I got to stick with that. And but that is definitely a tough topic for any streamer, really, if you think about it.
Variety streaming is not a bad thing.
No.
Variety streaming 5 or 6 games a night for a half an hour each, different. That's a killer.
I agree with that.
You know?
That I have to agree with. If you're going to start a stream, like this afternoon, I wanted to jump back into my WWE 2K eFed. I wanted to jump
in. And look what happened.
And I thought to myself, yeah, right? It blew up. But I thought in my head, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to get 3 titles out of the way in this, and then I'm going to jump into something else. I don't know how to say it, but I agree. Don't try not to switch games mainstream if you can, because it just drives people. You have to build back up. It's harder. It's just harder. You're making it harder for yourself. You can be a variety streamer, and still not switch games midstream, I guess, is what I'm trying.
That's exactly what I was about to say. You can be a variety streamer,
right?
But don't have such a variety that, well, here's the thing. When you change your game title, okay, now I'm playing CSGO.
Right.
People are going to come in just because it says you're playing CSGO. 30 minutes later, you move on to fucking something else. And people want to watch CSGO, and you just fucking shut the shit off. And now you went to something else. You went to go play fucking FIFA. Yeah. Now you're going to get FIFA people, and all the CSGO people are going to leave. You got to give it a couple hours at least. Jeez.
Right. The only people that can not change their stream title and switch games are the bigger partner streamers. Like, for example, Next all the time. He has Call of Duty Advanced Warfare all the time as his game title. And last night, he's playing his 3 rounds with Wayne there. You know, NBA and UFC and whatever it is. But he keeps that stream title because he can afford to do that. Because he's going to have his same community come in. He just has the bigger... I don't know. He's got the bigger community. When you're bigger, you can afford to do those type of things. So try not to switch midstream, basically. And I've done it. Look, I've done it more times than not. I've been pissed and gone straight to I Am Bread. I'd be like, fuck you, stream. Fuck you, viewers. We're going to watch myself try to toss some toast and do it. Because why? Because I want to do it. So you can all go frack yourself. Is that the right thing to do? No. But anyways, go ahead, Sorlak. I will now throw the ball into your court.
Well, I got to reach way back in the chat. To my
I've got a
Joker
question
again. Oh.
Sorlak, you were first. Go.
Question was from My Man Joker. If you want to change... This is for Morph. If you can change one thing about Twitch, what would it be and why?
If I could change one thing about Twitch, what would it be and why?
I have a phenomenal answer for this. I think we discussed it last week.
Well, I think about my... Well, I formulate a witty retort. Kato, go ahead and tell us your response.
I think we discussed this last week. Would I change it about Twitch? I don't know. But what would be interesting to Twitch is to just click on like a game or a search button and just see people not based on the viewers they have in their stream. Just show them. Because there's a lot of people out there that may not have the Soda Poppin' viewers, may not have the Tim viewers or next or whoever the case may be, that deserve
You're saying putting everyone on a level playing field, remove viewer counts.
Just take the followers away, the viewers away. Just put everyone there and make people decide on who they want to watch based on what they enjoy. Because I can guarantee it, there's a lot of people out there that may enjoy watching someone and may not realize that they're enjoying that person just because that person is big.
Yeah, I can see that. That does make sense. That and obviously...
That has nothing to do with the person. For example, Tim is an awesome... Tim the Tap Man. Twitch.tv/TimTapMan. He's an awesome streamer. You may love him. He's great. I love him. Somebody may go to his stream because he's high up, because he's viewers, and when you click on the game you want, he shows up. They may not like him as much as the other person. But for some reason, they may stay there because that's where they think they need to be. That's where everybody should be. I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wording it wrong. I word a lot of things wrong. That's usually where Tronic comes in and tells me what I'm doing wrong.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Could you just imagine what would happen? Just take that viewer. Just take the viewer count right out of people.
One thing I would like to see Twitch, I know it's hard, believe me, I'm a network analyst, I know the deal, okay? I deal with servers on a daily basis, I deal with all kinds of networking things, but if it's one thing I just wish Twitch could do, you know, is provide a better protection for the streamers in that... I guess DDoS protection and things like that, like swatting protection and DDoS protection. If there's a way that they can just better protect streamers from, because there's been streamers who've gotten swatted, and like SWAT will show up and put guns in the faces of innocent family members that just answer the door and kick doors in and fucking put guns in innocent people's faces because of fucking some 16-year-old fucking swatter. You know what I'm saying? I just wish that there was a way. I'm not saying that Twitch is responsible for doing this, but I wish there was some way that they could better protect the streamers from harmful entities that are out there. That's just one that.
But don't you think that, I mean, how many times has that been done? Can we count that on one hand?
A lot more than you realize.
And how many, and has that been done to a certain level of streamer?
Well, I mean, let's not assume that because you're partnered, you're more susceptible to DDoSing and swatting. Right. Because I can physically name you partnered and unpartnered streamers who have seen issues like that.
Right.
You know, it's just it just happens to be a person with the ability to do that in the right stream at the wrong time, unfortunately, for the streamer, regardless of what level of streamer they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, would I like to see Twitch have it so everybody was on, like we said, in the level playing field with viewers? Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. It's a business. Let's not kid ourselves.
You know what I mean? Right, right, right.
I mean, they can allow me to click a button so I don't see my viewer count, but they're not going to let anybody else do that. You know what I mean?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
What if...
friend, as Duke is up 62-57 here. Go ahead.
What if we, on GSC's page, did a trial run of removing the display of followers and viewers?
Do it. I'm all for that.
And just have it show with the game and the streamer.
I've said that from day one. First of all, I don't want the person with the most viewers in the front. I just want it to show. I don't know how. I just want it to be there. I just want a group of people. It doesn't matter.
Oh, fine. If we want to do that, let's discuss it later. But it's just one comment I had.
Yeah. I say I'm all for it because just because somebody has more viewers than someone else does not mean they're better at Twitch. They have a better insight. They know what's going on. better than anyone else.
Trust me, there's a lot better streamers than all of us who have never even noticed by more than three people. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of really good streamers out there that unfortunately will never get noticed because Twitch is so big, and then they'll get frustrated and give up and unfortunately miss an opportunity for them to succeed because Twitch is just too massive right now, especially with the Amazon acquisition. More and more people have the ability to be on Twitch and have the ability to stream on Twitch, which the market is so saturated. And I know that's what Twitch wants, but I mean, it doesn't help. It doesn't help the everyday, you know, Joe the plumber streamer.
It's going to boil down to the fact that Twitch is just going to allow everybody the ability to accept subs, and it's just going to be on a tier aspect. Instead of $4.99 a month for your quote-unquote partner streamer, it's going to be $2.50 a month for your partner streamer, and $125 of it's going to go to Twitch, and $125 it's going to go to you. And it's just going to wipe that all out. So if we all just hold our horses, we'll all have a sub button sooner or later. So, I mean, that's where I see it going. Why not? It's a business.
I would also say for Twitch, I mean, obviously, none of us are going to go to Twitch and say this because, honestly, they have a business plan and it works really well for them. And that's great. And to everyone who has achieved success and received partnership, it works. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, Twitch is primarily about who is going to make us the most money. We're going to partner you because we think you have the potential. And so we're going to, as a result, as a way to commend you for your effort, we're going to give you partnership. Okay, so Twitch sees potential in the people that they partner, so they see the potential in income. It's just fact. They're a business. They see the potential in the income, and they say if you can get X amount of people to subscribe to you, and obviously we're going to give you half of that, and we're going to take half of that, so it works out for everyone in general. One thing I thought of, I mean, I'm not going to go to Twitch with this because it could be completely stupid, but it seems like a good idea. A lot of people who want to get partnered, there's a couple of reasons why streamers want to get partnered. One of the reasons that a lot of people may not really realize is transcoding. Transcoding is a very big thing, and not a lot of people realize that. Transcoding, for those of you who don't know, is basically it allows you to now, instead of being capped out at 30 frames per second, it allows you to now have an upgraded server capacity to where you're allowed to now stream at 60 frames per second, and you're given a source button to where people with different levels of internet, okay, people with lesser internet, mid-level, and higher-level internets can now choose if they want to watch you based on source, watch you on mobile, watch you low, medium, high, source, whatever. There's so many different things. So that transcoding is very big in allowing more potential viewers to come see you as a partnered streamer. So one thing I thought of was, why not make levels of partnered streamers where for the people who are maybe getting 50 viewer average, give them a partnership, maybe don't give them transcoding right away until they have a couple hundred average, you know, don't give them the transcoding right away. Also don't give them the full 50-50 split right away. Maybe say, okay, for the first 6 months, we'll take 75%. You know, after you get to 100 subs, we'll give you 50%, and so on and so forth. You know, like, you can make levels of partnership where people can still get partnered and get some form of income, but at the same time reward the people who are excelling and have 200, 300, 400, 500 subscribers, give them more of a percentage, you know, offer them the transcoding at this point, you know. You can make levels of partnership to where it's not, okay, here's the number we set, either take it or fucking leave it. You know what I'm saying? Because 90% of people are not going to get partnered.
Yeah, that's guaranteed. If you go with that,
it's very hard. For those who have achieved partnership, congratulations, because it is not easy. You know, you have to be really, really entertaining, you have to be something special. And you need to prove to Twitch that you're showing growth. You know, you show potential, and you have to show Twitch that you have to show Twitch that you can make the money. You know, it's a business to them, so of course they want to see the potential to make money. You know,
the problem I see in that is, yeah, you can have your Twitch channel, you can give them all the stats in the world that you want, but Twitch application for partnership does not allow you to, in my mind, does not allow you to pitch your stream, pitch yourself, and say, look, this is who I am, this is what I got, this is what I can bring, this is how I'm going to bring you money, this is my plan to bring you money. They don't allow you that. It's like a page with like five tabs, and then tell me what you're planning this week. That's it. That's all you have.
Right. I want to address a question that I just saw in the chat. Do I think it's a little hypocritical to suggest that Twitch remove viewers? First things first, I did not suggest that. I believe K-Dog suggested that.
I suggested it. What's hypocritical about it? And who said it?
I don't think it's hypocritical at all. Because I first of all, I didn't suggest it. Number two, I'm not using the Hero Network. I'm not attacking you, Lauren Cap. We know each other. We've met in real life. We've actually sat and ate meals together. I think you and Ogrepar are awesome. You guys know that. But I'm not using the Hero Network, and I think it is incorrect to say that I'm using them for their embedding to be higher on the viewer list. What the fact is, let me explain how the Hero Network works. The Hero Network.
I would love to comment on this.
The Hero Network is run by Gamers Heroes, who is a partnered streamer, and he also has a website that he built over 5 years ago. I'm not sure if Gamers Heroes is here right now. They have a very established website, GamersHeroes.com.
Which is probably, so
what happens is...
Go ahead.
He has a very small stream team. He's decided, for his 10 streamers, he's decided to help them out and help them grow, by giving them the opportunity to get put on an embedding cycle. What that means is, if you click on the little, on any stream you go to, you click on that little gear under the video that you guys are watching, it says something along the lines of, let me actually click on it. Where is it here? Okay, yeah, no, the share button. If you click on the share button, you have an embed code. You can actually embed your stream anywhere in the world, you know? Basically, what that means is embedding is offered or provided to you from Twitch
to
any streamer, to any channel. And what they can do now is place you on their website if they will allow you to. And what that does is not only do you have the 10, the 15, the 20, the 50, the 100 people in your channel, you know what I'm saying, but you also are getting viewer count based on people who are watching your stream on the website. Okay, so people can go to the website, and not only they, because I'm embedded on other websites. I'm embedded on grindupgaming.com. I'm embedded on St. Jude's site. When I do a 24-hour stream for St. Jude's, I'm embedded on that site. So there are various sites out there to do that. So anyone who goes to the site, they're basically looking at your channel from that site, so it counts as a view, right? And if they've got, and GamersHeroes.com has thousands and thousands of people every day viewing their site, you know? So it's a service that's provided to as a way to help out. Gamers Heroes provides that service to their 10 streamers. Some are partnered, some are not. And Lauren, you don't have to apologize. No, I was just saying, I'm just clarifying what's going on here. But you definitely don't have to apologize or anything. I didn't take any offense to what you said. I'm just trying to clarify what's going on here. But no, it's a service that they provide to us. You know what I'm saying? Right. Lauren, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. I know you didn't, it wasn't meant the way it sounded. I wanted to address it so everything is clarified and everything is brought out in the open, and so everyone understands how it works. You know what I'm saying? But
it's like front page, Twitch front page.
It's like being on the front page.
When Twitch grabs your front page embed link from your actual Twitch page, it's exactly the same thing. So partnered streamers who get featured on the front page also have that ability to grow their stream, and they're going to show thousands of viewers as well, even though people might not be watching them. They're just on the front page.
And Twitch knows.
I have a question.
Yeah. But no, Lauren, you're totally good. I understand exactly what you were saying. I just wanted to clarify for everyone as a whole how the process works. That's just all I wanted to do.
Okay, I have a question kind of related to that. Question from Gamers Heroes a while back. You guys skipped over it. Morph, how awesome is working with Smith?
Oh, come on.
Well, that's a genuine question because Gamers Heroes, right? Gamers Heroes, how awesome is it working with Smith in your stream team?
Smith is, that's it. That's his last name. I'm not going to give you guys his first name. You know, some people give up their first name, and they won't give up their last.
I'll give it up.
Don't give it up. But no, Smith, last name Smith, is Gamers Heroes. He is the guy who runs things. I will be very upfront about Smith. Okay, Smith is from Britain. Okay. Smith, oh God, here we go. Smith is, and this is me being honest now because I've had a couple. Okay, Smith is a very open person. He's a very comical person. How do I say this nicely? All right, let me say the good things about Smith. Smith is a very, very supportive person. Smith has done, and Smith goes out of his way. Smith goes out of his fucking way to take care of the 10 people on his team. Smith went out.
Which is the reason why he has 10 people on his team.
Smith went out and got all of us our first sponsors. Not our first, but my first. You know, some of the other people have other sponsors. But he went out and he said, these are the guys on my team. I want you guys to sponsor each of them. Okay? So the Hero Network as a whole, and all of us individually have our own individual links. Okay, we have a sponsorship with greenmangaming.com. It's kind of like G2A, but it's better because you get legitimate codes and you don't get fucked over by G2A. So greenmangaming.com, click on my link in the profile tabs. Smith goes out of his way, literally. And he's a busy motherfucker running a website. He's partnered, so he has to deal with that, and he has to stream. So he's doing he's definitely got multiple hands moving at once, okay? Smith is a very hard person to get a hold of because he's a very busy person. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be, I wish I had Smith's phone number sometimes, but he would fucking freak out. But Smith sometimes can be, if you don't know Smith, He can be a little, what's the word I'm looking for? He can be a little off-putting. You know what I'm saying? It's, if you don't know Smith, he can come up, he might rub some people the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But it's all in good fun. Those of us who know Smith now, it's all in good fun. You know what I'm saying?
That could just be the fact that he's from a different...
And it could also be from the fact that we're from different, completely different sides of the planet. So maybe we do bump heads sometimes on some ideas, but on a downright baseline level, he goes more out of his way for his 10 people on his team than any other person I've met. You know, in the things that he does for us, in the things that he offers for us, in the plans that he has for us going forward. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you this. I hate to cut Sergeant Morph off. I'm not on the Hero Network. I'm not part of that 10 streamers. And Smith and the Gamer Heroes Network have gone out of the way for me personally. Not only with advice and tips for my stream, but literally... helping me out and embedding me on streams, putting me on the Gamer Heroes front page. It's not using them. It's a front page. It's the same thing as Twitch. But Twitch knows that. Twitch understands. And when they see your viewer count go pew, like this, they can see where it's from. They're not stupid. I just want to say that Gamer Heroes, I have no invested interest. And they've been very phenomenally supportive to me. As well as many others, but go ahead, Mr. Sergeant Morph. Wax poetic, one might say.
Yeah, I mean, we can take more questions from the chat if you guys want.
Sorlak, do you have anything lined up?
Let's see here. there were a number of questions from Pure Chaos, a new streamer as of a few days ago, to the front page. Let me... Let me pick the best one out of all of those.
If we can get to the point where somebody pops in someone's chat and says to another streamer, are you taking advantage of Game Streaming Central with the front page? I would be more than happy.
I do.
And you do?
Why not? It's a tool. It's a tool, like any other tool that Twitch provides. It's a tool to help yourself grow. And not only that, but you're also part of a team that you can support each other by shouting out their... Like, if you shout out Game Streaming Central, they go there and they see all these streamers that are live. And they check them out. So it's a tool. It's not only a tool for the streamer, it's a tool to help other streamers.
And before we move on to the next question, I got to put it out there. I know Lauren Cap, Mrs. Ogrepaw, she wasn't trying to ruffle any feathers, as one might say. She was asking a question. It was a great question. It was a phenomenal question. So let's move on and go ahead, Mr. Sorlak.
Among the questions that Pure Chaos asked, I'll ask this one. And the question is,
how awesome am I?
Contributing factor.
Oh.
What do you think the biggest contributing factor is for turning a first-time viewer into a regular viewer?
You have to connect. You want me to let Morph answer?
No fucking shit.
Sergeant Mark, go ahead. You may answer. What's up, Shin TV? How's it going? What's going on?
Well, the biggest thing is, and a lot of streamers will tell you, biggest thing is, interaction. You know, first appearances, welcoming them, saying hi to them, talking to as many people as you can. My KD in every game that I play is horrible because I love reading the chat. You know, I do. So definitely you have to make a connection with the new people. Later on, you know, when you have a million followers a day, it's obviously hard. Right now, it's not hard to welcome every last single follower who comes in, drops a follow. We have available to us things now like MIRC clients, Chatty, HexChat, things like that. What that does, that tells us as streamers not only what people are saying in the chat, but it also tells us they're called parts and joints. Any big streamer will tell you parts and joints are fucking ridiculous after so long you have to turn that shit off. For me, it's not a huge issue right now. Parts and joins is when people come in, it says this person joined, that person joined, this person joined, that person joined. Okay, this person left, that person left. You know, so when you see all those people coming in, you know, a couple at a time, you know, you do your best to acknowledge them. You know what I'm saying? People like to lurk. I understand that. Not everyone wants to be welcomed. They just want to lurk and just chill. But, you know, you also have to find a balance in trying to welcome people and drum up conversations from newer people, you know. The biggest thing is interaction, because I don't care if you have 100,000. Everyone knows this, you know. Everyone knows this. Anyone who's a streamer who's trying knows this. Follow count doesn't mean dick. Okay? Whether you have 5,000, 20,000, 100,000, follow count doesn't mean dick. What matters is the people who are coming back to your channel every day and the new people who are coming in to check you out for the first time. That's what matters first. The game you're playing doesn't mean dick. The follow counts don't mean dick. The only important thing, first and foremost, is the people who are in your chat, who are active every day, conversating with others, conversating with you, even the people who are lurking. You know, they are very important. People love to lurk, and that's great. I welcome a million lurkers. Anyone who is a streamer will welcome 90% lurkers and 10% chatters. Okay, the fact that people are there, the fact that that many people want to come in and watch you and hang out with you and talk to you, or just sit back and silently watch what you're doing, that's the biggest thing. So I don't care how many followers you have, it's not an indication of how good a streamer you are. How you interact with your community is the biggest thing.
Right. And I'm on that same boat with Sergeant Morph. When you get a new person into your stream, whether they chat or you happen to recognize them, in my mind, you have exactly 10 seconds to engage that person before they either decide to leave or stay. Disregard if you're doing a giveaway or anything like that. A regular stream, a new person comes in my mind, I have 10 seconds to engage that person and keep them there. And as Lauren Cab just said, she said it's hard to be a streamer. She has dabbled in it with some CSGO. It takes a talent to read the chat and listen to your teammates and play the game and say hi and buy in conversations. And that's just all how you want to run your stream.
She's absolutely right. It's not easy for anyone on any level.
No.
You know, you have 30 people in there. Ogrepo has 200 people in there. Tim the Tatman has 7,000 people in there. There's no level of streamer that anyone can be that will make it easy to do that many things and try and balance it all out. Watching the screen you're watching, looking to your left at Chatty, looking to your right at whatever the hell else you're looking at, you know, there's so much going on behind the scenes. All people see is the game you're playing, and they see your face. And in my case, it's not the greatest looking face. You know, I blame my parents for my ugly face and my short bent wiener. But I digress. Okay. There is so much more going on behind the scenes that you have to juggle as a streamer. You know, you have to be good at, exactly like Ogrepo says, you have to be good at multitasking. You have to be able to move and shift and look and move all around. That's why I converted from playing in my early days, playing on a big 50-inch TV with laptop to my left and a laptop to my right. I moved to a desk with three monitors. So this way I don't have to move my head anymore as much. I just now have to like more so move my eyes. It just makes things go quicker. You can move your eyes quicker than you can move your head, you know. So if you're not good at multitasking, you're gonna find a difficult time of it.
And the other thing is you have to take into consideration, Lauren, like for example, we play FIFA Pro Clubs every night via Tronic with the viewers here on GSC Late Night. Before we start, we're absolutely, positively terrible. And that has 100% to do with the fact that we're streaming. We're live, and we're getting ready for this. We're getting ready for an interview, which I just dropped my phone. Viatronic can play off stream if we wanted on a Saturday or a Sunday, or we've done it before live on a Saturday or Sunday, and we've played extremely well. It's a tough balance. It's hard. I have four monitors up right now, and it's difficult.
You had to count them out. Yeah. He didn't just know. He has to count them.
Well, I did. One of them's on actual news. I'm seeing the CBS here, upstate New York, Albany CBS News. A very attractive young female with blonde hair.
What's her name?
You know what? She's gone already.
All right.
Anyways, go ahead. As I drop my phone to the ground. That's not my phone.
If I come on here for the pre-show at GSC Late Night.
Oh boy.
And I still get Tronic are winning. I make sure to get a raid call immediately.
Just to fuck him up.
He does too. Fuck
Start
you.
Start throwing around
fuck
celebrity
you.
Names.
Oh god, that's funny.
It all goes well from there as far as the
you
scores
You realize
go.
That before Twitch, me and Tronic were the best pro club players ever. You could take the spin bros, turn those son of bitch sideways, and shove them straight up the candy ass. Go ahead.
Fuck just happened.
It was Kato.
We got some PJ Salts in the chat.
Yep.
I'm just getting a little angry at the spin bros who quote unquote hate FIFA. Hashtag all over that.
Hashtag all over your face.
Mailways, do you have any questions?
Let me open my FIFA pack. I put a YouTube video of it up.
As soon as K-Dog settles down.
Yeah, it's never.
Spin bros can suck the ball fast.
You know what? From now on, that's going to be on the show. That I'm going to have a bell over here.
No, that actually wasn't a bell. I was
Is it a wine glass?
No, I was just stirring. How's it going? I was stirring a mixed beverage and I had to shake off the stirrer.
I'm as honest as they come. But look, if you're a FIFA streamer and you don't like what they have to do with FIFA, I have no idea because I don't play that coin selling game. But if you don't like what they do with FIFA, then leave and don't play it, don't stream it, don't put it on your YouTube, and don't buy the game next year. But you know what? Every one of those son of bitches will be back. And I hate to break the news to you. There's a little more to FIFA than FIFA Ultimate Team. Sorry. Go buy your coins elsewhere, you cocksucking, ass-licking motherfuckers.
Oh, hey now.
Next question
is from Morph, obviously.
From Morph?
From Morph. For Sasha Math.
For Morph.
Yes, for Morph. So on your front page, on your page, I noticed that you added
Twitch,
recently...
twitch.tv/spinbros. They can blow me.
Jeez, is you still going on?
Okay. On your page, I noticed that recently you've added partnership goal. So if you don't reach your partnership goal, or if you do reach it, what are your plans in the future past that goal? I believe your goal is at the beginning of January.
There is absolutely nothing
serious about that. That is a complete and utter joke that was between me and a couple other people. There is no seriousness to that. That I just put there to fuck around. I don't have a partnership goal. Okay, my partnership is in the hands of others. My partnership, if and when that ever happens, that is not in my hands. That is in the hands of my community. Okay, Sergeant Morph, I am not the one getting partnered. My community as a whole will be getting partnered. Okay, sure, I'm the one pressing go on the stream. Sure, I'm the one that gets a cut of the sub money. Yes, fiscally, that is all true. Okay. But there is no partnership unless the community deems it so. Okay, there is no goal. That's just a joke. I just put that up there so long ago I completely forgot about it. It's a joke. Okay, there is no set goal. Nothing's gonna happen if that day comes and goes and I'm not partnered. Okay, would I like to be partnered? That's no secret. Absolutely, everybody wants to be partnered. Okay, that'd be great. That'd be a fucking dream come true. Ask the people in the chat right now, because I know there's some of them that are partnered. It was the fucking one of the greatest days of their lives. Okay, and it's a great accomplishment for them. Okay, would I like to accomplish that as well and be a part of that community? Absolutely. Okay, nothing's going to happen if that doesn't happen right away or if that doesn't happen by June 1st, 2016. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's going to happen is I'm just going to laugh about it and we're just going to keep on fucking streaming like we do every day.
We're going to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on, baby, right till the wheels fall off.
Since we're talking about partner streamers, I had a long conversation with a partner streamer that actually told me that once they became partnered, and I did get some exclusive DLC content from WWE, but as soon as they became partnered, they didn't enjoy it anymore. They didn't find it fun. They didn't find it enjoyable. Subs. I could delve back into the DMs. But they just felt that it was like, what's next? What's next? What's it for me? Where's my emote? What sub game? Sub this? Sub that? And they totally switched their entire stream. They totally switched everything they do and how they do it. They have that luxury because now they're not partnered, which is difficult.
Biggest, and I can say this with fact. Anyone who is a partner streamer listening to me right now, you will agree with what I'm about to say. You know damn well, okay, that the greatest misconception about being partnered is that your fucking life becomes great. And right. You just got fucking money raining down on you. You have to now not only turn on a stream every day, you now have to bust your fucking ass to continue doing what you're doing. And now you have to do all this new stuff for Twitch as far as contractual shit. You know, you have to set up all new stuff. You have to make all new arrangements. You know, it's very, very hard for partner streamers not only to get partnered, but to stay partnered and be successful at it. You know, they have a lot of shit to do behind the scenes, because I've spoken to a lot of partner streamers that they have a lot of shit to do behind the scenes when they're not actually streaming, to try and figure out ways to improve, ways to make Twitch happy, you know. And like Gamers Heroes just said, the effort doesn't really, your challenge doesn't even remotely exist until you actually get that button. Then you have to work 10 times harder, you know, to try
so
and.
Why do that? Why not just continue going?
There are people out there who do that. Look at Crow. Look at Crow. Crow underscore. Crow has like 200,000 followers. He has like 2,000 people. Crow, CRO underscore. This guy has over 2,000, 3,000 people in his chat a day. It says in his profile tabs, I do not want to be partnered. It says, I don't want to be partnered. You know how many times he was offered partnership because he has so many damn people willing this up to him, but he doesn't want to be partnered because he's not in it for the partnership. Maybe he has a really good job. He doesn't need the money. Okay, that's neither here nor there. He's denied Twitch, saying, I don't want to be partnered, even though I'm well exceeding the friggin' the amount we need. You can go in his stream anytime, and he has thousands of people in there interacting in his chat. But he says, I do not want to be partnered. He's just doing it because he's having fun after work. That's all he's doing it for. So there are people out there that will take that route and choose not to be partnered. You know, those people do exist. Right. But for the ones who want to be a success and want to eventually maybe become a full-time streamer, you know, it's a lot harder than... it's a lot harder for them who are actually really putting in the effort, you know? And Crow is also a viewbotter. Yeah, no. He definitely fucking, he got caught on CSGO recently, too. He got caught, like, hacking CSGO or some shit. But the fact remains is he's got thousands of people in there, you know?
And that's all the thing, Drew. Drew, when you have that many people, let's say, for example, you have 200 people in your chat, you could get away with viewbotting with 50 people. Nobody's gonna notice. Just not. They're not gonna notice and they're not gonna care.
And the fact is, Twitch does not give a flying fuck about viewbotters.
If he ain't trying to get partnered anyways, why is he trying to increase his viewers? I don't understand.
He's not. No, he's not. He doesn't care. The thing about Crow is he does not care. He works in the oil industry. He makes a lot of money.
Gotcha.
Okay, so he does it for fun. He just goes on and buys thousands of dollars worth of cases, and he does case openings, and he dances around like a madman and has a great time, and he loves it. He gets drunk, and whatever the case is. Nice. Okay?
So he
fact
gets
is, Crow does not need
chair.
To viewbot himself. Yeah, he gets up out of his chair sometimes and dances around. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, that one time back in January, something happened, and it was fucking crazy. Literally within a matter of 3 minutes... I got 1,000 followers, and they were all at the exact same second. Okay? And I fucking freaked out. I was like, what the fuck is this shit, right? So I sent a message to Hassan. A lot of people know who Hassan is. He's one of the admins for Twitch. I talked to him about it, and I said, listen, here's exactly what happened. At 8:01 p.m. on this and this fucking day, I got this and this many fucking followers. And they're all fake, obviously. Can you please get them the fuck out of here? I don't want them on my shit. I want my shit to be legit. I get them out of here. I don't want them. Okay? Right. I can tell you exactly when it happened, down to the fucking second. I have an entire list. White Onyx, who fucking created Gembot, who runs command. It's like Nightbot, but better. He sent me an actual list. You know, he sent me an actual list of everyone, all 1,024, I think it was, of every one of those fucking fake fucking follow bots or whatever. So what I did was I sent him that list, and I said, can you please just remove them, please? I don't want them. Get them out of here, because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want none of this bullshit. I just want to do my thing and be in my own little corner of the world. And his response was, sorry, Twitch is busy. Twitch has other shit going on. Twitch doesn't give a shit about fucking viewbotters. Twitch doesn't give a shit about followbotters. Not saying that it's right, what his response exactly was. Periodically, Twitch will go ahead and they will take all of the accounts that they determine to be fraudulent. Okay, this is his actual words. All the accounts that Twitch determines to be fraudulent, what they'll do is they'll go ahead from time to time and they'll remove them site-wide from everyone. So whoever fucking these friggin' assholes go out and fucking fuck with. They're just going to get erased, and then everything moves on and life goes on. You know, but he says right now we're too busy to worry about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously they're running a business now owned by Amazon. So more so now than even before, they got more important shit to deal with than fucking view bots and follow bots.
Right.
I hate everything.
Why?
Huh?
Drop kick in the. Because
ready for the next
while,
question.
Your voice cuts out. Yeah, go ahead.
I hear like breathing a lot.
Mailway. He's busy.
No, it's not Mailway. So.
I'm pushed to talk. Stop blaming me.
We're ready for the next question.
That's fucking funny.
Go for it, bro.
Next question is from Woomp. And it's, how did you end up meeting Gamer Heroes?
I met Gamers Heroes. funny story. He's going to love this one. And I'm going to tell the whole story, Smith. I'm going to tell it.
Good. I hope you tell the whole story.
So, one night...
I would love to hear it.
The Hero Network, okay? Okay, they have a program. So what will happen is anyone in the Hero Network... has this program in on Twitch. It's called the Hero Network News. Okay. It's one of the accounts that they have. So one night I'm just streaming, playing GTA. And
I was there.
And something comes into my chat, and I didn't know if it was a person or if it was fake or if it was real. I had no idea. It said, Hero Network News, it said it was a very robotic message. Type exclamation point accept raid in the chat if you would like to accept the raid from gamersheroes.com or gamersheroes or whatever. Something like that.
I was against it. And
what was the first thing I fucking said was, hell no, I'm not typing that shit.
No,
what the fuck is
that? You told me to banhammer the fucking bot. And
yeah, I said ban that shit. I don't know what that is. Get that shit out of here.
There,
you know what I'm saying?
You were there?
And I said,
yeah,
I'm not...
the bot.
I said, I'm not typing shit in my account. Who is this Gamer Shoes, guys? I don't know what Gamer Shoes is.
Here's what he said. If you want to raid me, I'm giving you verbal consent now. Come raid me.
I'll give you verbal confirmation if you want to raid me. Yeah. Sure, go ahead. But I'm not typing shit in my chat. I don't know what this is. You know, I don't know if this is a virus or not. And I briefly, quickly read the username. Obviously there, if you look in the chat, it says Gamers Heroes. But I quickly... Right. Looked at it over quick, and I just said, what the fuck is Gamer Shoes, you know? And then later on, he said to Buddha, I spent fucking 5 years of my life building up this massive community at GamersHeroes.com, and it all gets knocked down in freaking 10 seconds by Sergeant Morph saying, fucking Gamer Shoes.
Gamer Shoes.
Then you spent 40...
Yeah, right. I remember that.
It was pretty funny. But yes, that's how we met. So, all right, let me get deeper into the question now. That was just the intro part. So, he got friendly with Buddha Nukem. He's a part of the Hero Network. He's also a part of Grind Up Gaming. So Buddha they Nukem. Hooked up, and they had a lot of talks, and they hooked up. And then I guess they had a chat about me at one point, and then I spoke to... Gamers Heroes about it, and then I guess things just fell into place, and then I got an invite to the team at the Hero Network, and I mean it just went from there. I'm hoping I'm not going to speak for Smith, I'm not going to speak for Gamer Heroes, I'm not going to speak for the Hero Network, but I would like to think in my own deluded brain that they saw some semblance of potential or growth in me enough to where they wanted to add me to, because I know it's a very exclusive thing. They only allow 10 people. There is no recruitment there. Like I'm sure they get a million requests a day. Hey, can I join? So I kind of internally feel privileged that I was given an invite. More threatened to take my firstborn. I didn't invite him. Shut the fuck up, Smith. So, but yeah, no, I'm really happy about it. It's been, I mean, much respect to Sam Zors, and his team at Grinders, which I was on for many months. But my reason for wanting to leave only after having been invited, was because the thing with Samzors and Grinders, the great team that they are, very supportive team, but they have a very large team. So in everything that Sam has going on in his life, in his personal life, the fact that he's partnered on Twitch, the fact that he used to be MLG COD, the fact that he does the esports stuff now, he's got a lot on his plate. It is almost impossible for him to juggle and go to bat for 100 people. It's very, I'm assuming it's very hard on him. You know, I felt for me, it would be better to go onto a team that's smaller, you know, where more personal and call it selfish on my part. Absolutely. I felt it would be a better fit for me personally. And I, everything I'm saying to you guys now is exactly what I told Samzors in a private message. I just feel that I would like to get on a smaller team where I can see about growing in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Because the people in Grindr's, some of the greatest people I've met, you know, very, very nice people. But the fact is they're very big, very big. It's hard to, it's very hard to manage and juggle vast amounts of, you know, things. And there's a lot of expectations there, and there's a lot of restrictions there. You know, I felt that I would have a better chance to be a little more free with myself and with my stream and do what I want to do. You know, I'm not going to get, I mean, he has his 80 hour limit where if you don't make 80 hours every month, he's removed a lot of people because of it. You know, Smith didn't say to me, you need to do 80 hours or you're fucking out of here. You know, Smith says, run your stream the way you want to run it. In regarding to the sponsorships and stuff, we'll all sit down and talk about how we're going to do things. But generally, you play what you want to play, run your stream how you want to run it. You know, I'm less restricted on the Hero Network, and they provide a lot of things to me. Like we talked about the embedding, and then they provided the sponsorships and all of the stuff that we haven't talked about because I'm not allowed to talk about some of it because it's future stuff. But I just feel like it's a much better fit for me. And I tell Smith all the time, I said, I'm greatly appreciative of the opportunities you've given me. And he doesn't respond back to me because he just doesn't fucking care about me.
Well,
I'm
just, because he's over there in fucking another land.
And he's also in the chat right now. And I'm just making fun of him.
I talk to him all the time, and he'll answer you at his own whim. And he lives in another world, in my mind. But he is great. And I'm not even on the Hero Network. I have nothing to do with it, but I know that he supports Buddha and Sergeant Morb, and he's great, and he supported me. Much love. And it makes sense in my mind why Morb made that move from Grindr's to the Hero Network, because it makes sense. I mean, let's not kid anybody. Grindr's is not a community or a family. It's a collection of streamers, and we've discussed this before. Not only is it a collection of streamers, but it's trying to be a collection of top-tier streamers. You're going with the CSGO aspect. Grindr's just cut 30 people from their team literally, like, yesterday. I have DMs from people like Sinister Six who've been booted, people like other people.
Wait, Sinister Six got booted?
Sinister Six, I don't know if he's been booted or he left. He asked me what to do. I didn't tell him what to do. I said what I did and why I did it. I think he left, but he sent me messages today that they're at about 70 now. They're about 70 people. And that might be a mistake that Sam made. Sam is a great streamer. He's a great person. His stream's awesome. He's very personable. But did he make a mistake at putting it at 100 people and worrying more about how many people and keeping it at 100 as opposed to making it maybe 10 or 20, focusing on that 20? I think so.
And you know what? And that's Sam's cross to bear too. You know what I'm saying? If he feels that's what's best for him, absolutely ride with it till the wheel fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I felt like just with you, K-Dog, you sent me a text one day, yep. We had a long chat about the Grindr's versus Coltrane TV. You know, we had a long chat, and the end result is you have to do what's best for you in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to take the reins at some point. You know what I'm saying?
And one of the things that was the leading reasons, I guess, for leaving Grindr's was the restrictions. I knew I was starting an internship, so I knew my hours were going to go down. That was step one. I also knew that I had two people lined up for stream teams. I had Coltrane TV, twitch.tv/ColtraneTV, and I had Dizzy Disaster, twitch.tv, the Fallout Zone. I had them lined up. And with Grindr's, you had to do 80 hours, and you could only be on one stream team. You could not spread the love. You could not spread the Twitch. And those reasons, to me, was I selfish? I had people lined up. I knew that if I left, I was going to be taken care of. But I don't know. If you're preaching grinding towards a certain goal, wouldn't you want your brand spread? And don't you think it's kind of hypocritical? You say you can be on one stream team, and then you open up this whole CSGO aspect. You're bringing in people. I know they're partner streamers, but they're on the stream team, other stream teams. It's, to me, it's hypocritical. And I left. And I went to Coltrane, and Coltrane's brought me a lot of assistance, a lot of the graphics, and we're working on a lot of things. The Dizzy Disaster, the Fallout Zone has brought me a ton. The Heroes Network, Gamer Heroes, the Hero Network itself has literally brought me a ton, and I'm not even on their stream team. And they brought me a lot. GSC has brought me a ton of new people. It's just, it's how you look at shit. I don't know how to explain it. It's weird. It's just strange and weird to me.
I got one last question, and then whatever Mailway's got after that. And it's from Drew Yu. And the question is, Morph, what are your future plans for Grind Up Gaming? Will you expand it? Use it for different things other than for streamers, etc.?
All right, well, Grind Up Gaming was my idea very, very, very early on, like within the first couple months, okay? To me, here's how my brain process worked, okay? Let me give you the quick backstory of Grind Up Gaming, and it'll help me answer the question. One day I said to myself, okay, let's look at it like this. We're all now that we've all grown a little bit, K-Dog's on Coltrane TV, I'm on the Hero Network, there's other people on Grindr's, and those are teams that are twitch.tv/team, blah, 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 teams. Those are partnered stream teams. I said to myself, and call it entrepreneurial, call it a need to want to grow and help people and support other people, call it whatever you want to call it. My brain said this, okay? Why can't I have a team? Why can't I make something? Right. It may not be the biggest thing in the world. It's very small. But why can't I have something? Why can't I assemble a team? You know, why can't I make a community? Okay, why can't we bounce follows off of each other? Hey, I'm done streaming. Instead of saying, hey, go check out Drew You, or hey, go check out Seabrew. My thing was, hey, I'm done streaming now. Here's a link. Go to grindupgaming.com. See which of those streamers is live right now. Not only should you drop every one of them a fucking follow, okay? Whichever one of them is live, go check them out. Tell them Sergeant Morph said hi. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about, let me go raid Drew. Let me go raid Ogre Paul. Let me go raid Buddha. Let me go raid this. It wasn't about that for me. It was about go to grindupgaming.com. Follow every one of them. And yeah, while you're at it, go check one of them out. See if they're live. See who's live. If any of them live, go check them out. Tell them I said hi. Why can't I have that? Why can't I have a team that we can internally and quietly support each other? We've all bounced a lot of follows off each other. We all share a lot of follows and a lot of friggin' support, you know? There have been streamers who have come and gone, okay? But the idea behind it remains the same. Some streamers have been axed to leave. Some streamers decided they wanted to leave on their own for personal reasons. You know, it's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a very alive thing, okay? Now, to answer the question, what is my plans for the future? Right now, if you go there, you're only going to see four people on there. Okay. Recently, Ogrepaw decided he wanted to leave for personal reasons. He's growing in a different direction, and that's perfectly fine. I still support Ogrepaw in his ventures. I sub to Ogrepaw. Good friend. He wanted to leave, and I respected his decision. Okay. There's other streamers who have... I'm not going to go into... I'm just going to completely bypass what I'm about to say in regards to other streamers in the past. But right now you'll see, and there's a couple streamers who are on what I call a leave of absence. Right now we've had one streamer, Miss Bunny Butt. She was one of the OG beginning people from the very beginning. But due to reasons of her own personal affront, she has work and school and everything else going on, and she can't stream. She hasn't streamed since fucking September. So I basically told her, listen, I'm going to remove you from the site for right now. If you ever decide to start streaming again one day, you're more than welcome to come back. You'll be welcome back with open arms. But right now, I'm just not going to have you on the site because I'm not going to have people going to your channel and notice that you haven't streamed in 8 months. You know, and completely cool about it. And a thing with Drewyo. Drewyo is a part of Grind Up Gaming. He's not on the site right now because he's on a leave of absence, okay, for his own personal reasons, you know. I told Drew personally, and I'll say it publicly, it's no secret. I said, Drew, when you're ready, you'll be welcome back with open arms. If you decide to stream again, if you decide not stream again, whatever you want, you'll be welcome back with open arms. And when you're ready, the day you start streaming again is the day I put you back on the website. Okay, that's just internal stuff. Now, for the future, our stance is right now, we're not recruiting the same way, the same way the Hero Network's not recruiting, okay? I get requests for people to join Grind Up Gaming all the time. The reason I'm saying right now, recruitment is not open right now, only because it was always intended to be a very small thing. It was never intended to be something for partnered streamers. It was always intended to be, this is a team for unpartnered streamers who are working their way up from the bottom. A Grind Up Gaming. That's the whole idea behind the name, you know. But again, I wanted to keep it small the same way Smith wants to keep the Hero Network small, in that we can stay localized, very personal with each other, you know. We may be adding one or two people in the future. We may have to, you know, we may not have to. When I say I have no plans for it, I mean I have no plans for adding people right now unless the need arises. And how does the need arise? If we all just magically, our brains all mesh together one day and say, hey, we should add this person, because that's happened. We've just sat around and said, hey, we should add this person, and we did. You know what I'm saying? It happens sometimes like that. But there's sometimes where one person will say, hey, we should add this person, and then four other people will say, no, that's a bad idea. You know?
Boom, he's out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's no business behind it. It's all very free-flowing. There's no plans for it in that we're going to... I'm not saying I want to expand it into some great big entity. It is what it is for right now, for the small group that it's for. Okay. Will that change in the future? Maybe. I do not know. But for right now, the stance is we're not recruiting, because I am also still with
tonight.
You know, and it's going to be what it's going to be. But that's the plan right now, is there really is no plan other than for right now. We're just going to keep it the way it is until we need to change something. It's based on the needs of everyone.
Right. Phenomenal question, man. And I know for a fact that Saj and Moa gets a lot of questions, a lot of inquiries about joining GOG, but you can't accept them all.
If I added 20 people, I don't want it to get diluted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to go back and harp on the grinders thing, because Sam does a great job in what he does. But I don't want it to be unmanageable for me, because the fact is, I created it. I I built the website myself. I suck at it. I pay for the whole fucking thing. Every member of the team, I personally buy them all t-shirts as the way to say, this is the only possible way that I can repay them for accepting my invite is by giving them a fucking t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? So that cost, making all those t-shirts cost me a couple hundred dollars out of my own fucking pocket. That's the only way I know how to thank people. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want it to become unmanageable for me at the same time. So I kind of like to keep it small and personable right now. That may change, may not. And that's pretty much where I'm at.
Now, I will talk about grinders in that aspect. And I know maybe this is pertain, thank you very much, to maybe Ogre and the I'm Cody's of the world. But Sam, and I think we've already discussed this, he's made a mistake with too many people. I went into a stream several times. He had no idea who I was. He had no idea I was part of the stream team. And to me, that hurts the stream. That hurts my mindset, that hurts my psyche. And personally, it's not the way I would run a stream team, but it just goes back to the way Morph said. You don't want to bring too many people in because you're doing a disservice to them. So I don't know why we're on this topic. I think we talked about it with Expanded UG, but as of right now, the answer to that question is no.
So do we have, Mailway, do you have any questions?
No. Well, how much are cables worth in twitch.tv/sergeantmoff?
Motherfucker.
How much is cables worth in there? Well, it's obviously twice the amount.
We need to just scroll back in the chat. I know there's way more fucking questions that you guys missed.
I think,
we gotta start closing it up.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
I think Sarlacc kind of condensed them all because a lot of them were similar.
You can take the K-balls.
Or we're answered already.
You can take the Sergeant Morph stream. You can take wherever you want. They're good. They're good. They're golden.
Yeah, Morph gets asked one question. He'll answer 20 at the same time.
My balls are golden. There. Take them. There.
That's what it's worth. Just your K-balls or what?
I want you guys to go in the other streams because I'm selfish and I want my team out there. I want you to go into the stream and say, look, I got 500 K-balls. What's it get me? I want you to do that. Just do it.
And if somebody says, what's this roll of fruit by the foot?
Yeah. Just say, I have 500 K balls. What's it buying me? And they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck yourself.
I'll just make sure that I'm a mod on my channel so I can't get timed out.
You can still get timed out.
Come on, I like these questions, man. I like questions. We got to ask more questions. Fucking GSC, I want to answer more questions.
We can talk about a ton of topics. I mean, is it cool? Okay, let's say for example, for me, I have trouble now. I work Monday, Wednesday, Friday. From I go into the school. I do internship. I run behavioral management shit. I can't get to my midday streams anymore. Should I just like start my stream and let my fucking Xbox or my PlayStation run it by itself, and then I just walk away and handle everything else by my chat? Is that streaming? I mean, should I do that to get in? I mean, I'm live.
Central now, because nobody heard anything K-Dog just said. So we are now on Morph Stream Central. Did anyone else hear what K-Dog said?
No.
Okay, good.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, let me boil it down to you very quickly. Can you hear me now?
Probably yes. Taking a piss.
All right. Do you want me to, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, when I am not streaming, do you want me to turn my microphone off? Do you want me to turn my camera off? Do you want me to show my PS4 and run the shit automatically and just my iPhone? Do you want me to do that? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we got another question in the chat. Go ahead, moderator.
Son of a cunt here.
From Wump? What were some of your favorite video games when you were in the military?
Very simple answer.
Poor shit is what this is.
We used to run a lot of LAN parties with multiple Xbox Ones and multiple screens with Halo. And I also had a PS2. and I would play a lot of games like God of War and what was it, Gran Turismo 4 at the time or 5? I don't fucking know. This is going back 2004, 2005. But yeah, we did a lot of Halo LAN parties on the original Xbox. And then I also had a PlayStation 2 and played a few other games. But still don't know if I should ask my ranty questions. Go for it, man. What?
Just ask whatever you want.
Snowy. Snowy. Original Energy is formerly known as Snowy Polar Bear, for those of you who don't know.
Excuse me, Snowy Polar Bear. Please ask what you want. Otherwise, you're just an asshole.
Otherwise, you're just trying.
Otherwise, yeah, exactly. You're just. Otherwise, you're just K-Dog. Love you, K-Dog.
Just ask what you want.
Yeah, dude. Yo, Original Energy, bro. This is the time to ask questions. Go for it.
Ask it.
Well, dude, there's a fucking delay, K-Dog. Jesus Christ. Wait for the delay, man.
Well, I'm peeing in a can. What do you want me to do?
You're not peeing in a can.
Oh, I am right now. I am. Look at me.
A little staticky over here.
Well, you know, I am dropping frames like a motherfucker. I don't understand why.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not listening to the stream.
Yeah, nobody's listening. Oh, I know why it's happening. Because I'm recording it. God damn you, Sorlacc.
And by the way, we got to use that because I had to drop out halfway out.
I'm recording it. That's why all the frames are dropping.
I'm recording. That's why. I mean, that's... I'm recording.
So great. Everything I just said is going to get fucked. Tell us one of your military stories. We'll save that for another day.
Oh, why not now?
See you later, Shinji TV.
Shinji TV is the bay. The bacon and eggs. Shinji TV is cool as hell. I see Shinji TV in a lot of places.
He surfs.
Jesus Christ.
He's a surfer.
Since CSGO. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to close down the show, and you can continue to, you know, ask or field questions, because they're kind of slow and coming now, so this is what we'll do. We'll say, you know... Of course, thanks, Morph, for being on the show. Shared a lot of knowledge, you know, with the group, with the chat. Really appreciate it. I was really worried about what was going to happen, but my worries were unfounded.
What were you worried about?
I'm just saying that. And then kind of the breakdown of what?
Sorlacc is always worried. Don't mind him.
Breakdown of kind of what?
He's pissed all over the floor.
Announced on the.
Can I get a fail fish in the chat for K-Dog, please?
I muted K-Dog. All right.
I just took everybody
on the, you know, on GDC front page about the Twitch page, so check it out. Give us some feedback if there's any suggestions, etc. We're going to look into what was kind of brought up and suggested earlier about looking into removing the viewer count and the follower count from the kind of the pop-ups on the front page. And furthermore, I think what we should look at is randomizing the cons so it isn't just, you know, the most viewers are on the left, et cetera. So we're looking at doing that. And Todd Awesome is now the new featured streamer on the front page. Congratulations again. And furthermore about Todd Awesome is he will be our... So congratulations several times there. And I think a wrap for the show today.